We couldn't get a doctor appointment for days, and Rand wouldn't hear of that, so he took me right to the hospital. I didn't think this was an emergency. I just feel drained and weak. I have no appetite, but it will pass. Hospitals always have a chill to them. Despite that, they are the places that keep our hearts beating and our blood flowing. Here in the hospital today, I'm nervous and feeling shivers dance across my skin. I've already been thoroughly examined, including having blood drawn for tests. I'm now trying to wait patiently for the doctor's return. Rand is trying to be patient, even though I know he's worried about me, but trying not to let me know that. I've been feeling sick lately, dizzy, and experiencing some headaches. Since the accident in the summer when I was struck by a truck, I've had to watch in case anything felt odd in my head, so I promised him after we returned from a very short honeymoon, although every day with Rand is a honeymoon, that I would see a doctor.
Hey, love, you know they make this type of clothing so you can moon the whole hospital as your sexy ass walks on by, Rand said, with his charming smile, in an attempt to get me to laugh.
Despite his best efforts at lightening the mood and warming me up, I was thoroughly frozen from sitting in the exam room wearing only a pink hospital gown with a slit down the entire back. It was nice to feel his fingers tracing down my back through the slit, but I was thankful to finally be dressed again. I kept tapping my foot nervously on the four corners of the tile until Rand placed his hand on my thigh to still me. I was trying to calm myself and think positive thoughts. The door opened to the exam room, and a young doctor entered. He then spent a moment with us, explaining that they found something in my blood test that required a further look. It would now just be a little longer until the original doctor ordering the tests would be coming to discuss this with us. I now felt so scared. What could they be looking for or seeing in my blood? Rand, in a moment, knew that I was frightened without me saying a word. He took the pad of his thumb and gently skimmed the surface of my arm where they had drawn several vials of blood.
Love, it's going to be okay. We have to stay positive. Focus on me.
He leaned in and placed such soft kisses on my skin just next to the gauze patch and then worked several kisses along the delicate inner surface of my arm. It made me giggle, and I ran my fingers through his hair, almost forgetting where I was at the moment. Rand was teasing me with sweet moans and groans in between each kiss he placed, distracting me from worrying. Just then, the doctor came in wearing a serious expression. Rand sat back in his chair, and his playful mood immediately disappeared. We had been watching the clock's hand sweep slowly, passing the minutes, and now I'm ready for the doctor to speak. I'm anxious to get home and feel better. The door shuts, and the doctor sits next to me. I'm thinking this is really bad. He's come in looking serious and professional in his crisp white coat, and he needs to sit to tell us. He clears his throat and speaks.
Madison, what we have here is...
He pauses.
You and Rand need to prepare. You're pregnant, and our tests have confirmed you're expecting twins. Since you're weak and have been so sick lately, I want you to rest during these episodes of morning sickness until you feel stronger.
My face was frozen, but it had nothing to do with how nippy it was in the room. This news was completely shocking. I looked to Rand, who was beaming, and for the first time, he's completely speechless. I'm a writer, and even I was at a total loss for words. Rand took my hand and then pulled me in a tight hug and said,
Madison, this is great news. You're always surprising me every moment of every day with your love, but this is huge. I never thought I would have all this in my lifetime. My heart is aching, but the pain is so good.
Rand, we're going to have twins. I'm going to push out twins.